Hey, Daily Dosers, this is Pastor O'Leary again, and no, I don't wear the same shirt every day. I'm shooting this week's Daily Doses all at one time, just in case you were wondering. We're taking a look at this idea that God draws straight lines with crooked sticks, that He puts His treasure in jars of clay. And today I want to take a look at a passage from the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 13, where the apostles have been told to quiet down, quit sharing the gospel, and yet in great boldness they stood up and continued to do so. And we are told that the authorities, when they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were, now catch this, that they were Galileans, they were unschooled, that they were completely ordinary men, they were astonished, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. You know, we think that our success out in life, and we think that our success in representing Jesus well in the marketplace or wherever it is we're called to do that, we think it often depends upon our education, upon our giftedness, upon even the depth of our commitment and how type A we are for whatever it is we're chasing after. But in reality, what really happens is God loves to take ordinary things and ordinary people and do extraordinary things through them. The apostles were the last people you and I would have ever expected God to pick to be left behind to represent Him. They were literally ordinary people from the wrong side of the track without the proper kind of education that any spiritual leader or rabbi should have had in those days. But they had something incredibly special. They had been with Jesus, and now they had the Holy Spirit that had led Jesus living within them and guiding and empowering them. You see, if you want to represent God well, you don't have to be some great Bible scholar. There's certainly nothing wrong with that. But having a robust theology, a robust knowledge of the Bible, that doesn't mean God's going to use you well. You don't have to be that type A personality. You don't have to think all that well on your feet. You simply have to be with Jesus. And when you and I are with Jesus, God takes ordinary people like us and does extraordinary things. In fact, I think His great delight is to do that. All throughout the Bible, you see this pattern over and over and over where God picks the one that we wouldn't have picked. One of my favorites is King David, the great king whose throne Jesus is proud to say, I set upon His throne when I come back and glory. Well, that great king was literally the runt of the litter. When Samuel came to Jesse's house and said, one of your sons is going to be the king, he brought all of his sons before Samuel, except for one, the one that was obviously incapable of having that position. The young one called David, and yet David was the one. Be with Jesus, walk with Him, walk in obedience, be in His Word, because the more we are with Jesus, the more He will do extraordinary things in the marketplace and in our ministry for His fame and His glory.